The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
An argument arose among his disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus knew their intentions, and he took a child and placed the child in their midst, and he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." Then John said to him in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him, because he does not follow in our company." But Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Certainly that first reading from Job deserves some commentary, but we don't have much time, so let me look at the gospel reading to find a teaching for the day. This contest between the apostles about who among them was the greatest occurs in a number of times among the followers of Jesus. So let me look at who is the greatest and how is this to be discerned. Is it self-promotion that makes you the greatest? And what measure do you use to make you the greatest? Occasionally, we meet people who think they're messianic. They think they're the greatest, the best ever. They're able to achieve things nobody ever achieved. And they somehow remind us of Narcissus. Narcissus is a person in Greek mythology, and he gets a lot of attention from Ovid, who was a Roman poet just before the time of Christ. And Ovid, in his great work called The Metamorphoses, speaks this way about the stories of Narcissus. He says, "Narcissus was the son of a river god and a nymph," which means he was kind of slippery. I mean, he was not reliable. He was not truthful. But he was very beautiful, very handsome, and he was self-possessed by his own self-image, thought he was the greatest. And he wandered around and rejected anyone who made overtures of love. And on one occasion, there was a nymph named Echo, and Echo could only repeat what the other person said. But this very beautiful nymph called Echo fell in love with him and pursued him. But he treated her with disdain, as he did with everybody else. And in due time, Ovid tells us that he went into a garden, and he saw in the pool of water, of still water, he saw his own image. And he was so in love with his own image that he reached into the pool of water to possess his image, and the water went through his hands. And the curse that was laid upon him was fulfilled. You will never have what you desire the most in life. And that person we call narcissistic. And that comes up here in this gospel, because each one of the followers of Jesus thought he should be first, and he was the greatest. It makes you wonder, who is the greatest person in your life? Now, was the greatest person in your life somebody who became famous? Maybe not. Perhaps somebody who became socially prominent or very successful in business, Is that the greatest person in your life? Probably not. Probably the person who stood with you in your time of crisis, the person who healed you, who consoled you, perhaps the person who understood you. It was the servant person. Could be your grandmother, your grandfather. There's somebody in your life, and you look back and you say, this was the greatest person in my life. And whoever that was, it was not somebody who was narcissistic, self-possessed, self-interested, self-promoting. It was somebody who was dedicated to the other, who blessed you, who sacrificed for you, who forgave you, who understood you. This was the greatest person. That's exactly what Jesus says in this gospel. He said, the servant one is the most powerful. The servant one is the one who is truly the greatest. Not the one who thinks he is the greatest, but the one who serves others and is admired in gratitude by others for being the greatest in their lives. You know, David Brooks speaks about this in his book, The Second Mountain, where he says, the greatest legacy you have is what he calls a microculture of belief and practice, which is honorable. That's your greatest gift. Belief and practice. Somebody who inspired you by the manner of their servanthood and care for others. That's the greatest. Keep that in mind today. Perhaps it might be good to say a prayer of gratitude for the gift of that special person who was the greatest in your life. And that's the one who imaged Jesus Christ. Amen.